New podcast alert. This one's going to teach you how to sell. And more importantly, how not to sell.
But they're not messing around.
Well, I can shit in a box and put a guarantee on it if it makes you feel better, or I can just sell you a quality product.
They upcharge you. Here's a bottle of water for, a kidney.
That's the one thing I do love about what we do. We're going to unveil and find things, and you're going to find them with us.
Join Jason and Andrea, two marketing black belts, as they take a humorous look at all things advertising on their new podcast, Digging Into Shit.
They are about the good time. They are not about the waistline. I am on a roll with
these. Okay, you need to calm down. Thank God this is being recorded.
What is happening, party people, and welcome to another episode of Digging Into Shit. You've got the shit talker himself, Jason Jepson, and the queen of analyzation and understanding the world in a much better and clearer way, my dear friend, Miss Andrea Mercury. How are you, my friend?
I am really excited about what we're about to dig into. I can tell you that much.
Well, let's dig into my new addiction, which I've got a lot. But now, as a guy, we struggle. And I know that's what everyone wants to hear, is how the white male is struggling in society. But for real, one of the hardest things to do, and you ladies go through this process as well.
Oh, 100%.
How do you get good genes? And I'm not talking about the inside genes. My science... So, side note real quick, just popped into my head. When I was a kid, I'm growing up, and obviously I'm growing up as a kid, but I go to my mom and I've got a joke to tell her that my science teacher told me, and she flips out, almost gets the guy fired. And the joke is, how do you tell the difference between a boy and a girl? You look at their genes.
Ooh.
I know, science, right? But also sexualization. So my mom freaked out because she's a little ride of the sheriff of Nottingham. Today, that might be a faux pas. But reality is, you look at their genes. So, you know, I have gone down this rabbit hole of just always trying to find good genes. And sometimes you
deep
find them.
Rabbit hole of the genes.
And sometimes you find them, right? And you're like, oh my God, I got to get more. And then they don't have them. Usually I get my stuff off from Nordstrom Rack because I don't want to spend $250 on a pair of jeans. I don't know how much ladies' jeans cost. I'm not shopping
for them. About the same. And you're right. If you get a pair and you're like, okay, just invested in these jeans and you like them. It's like shopping at Trader Joe's. The next time you go to get them, they're gone.
Yeah.
Or you spend all that money on jeans and they never fit right.
They never fit right. And they're like, how do I return them? And then there's the moral paradox of returning, right? Because if it's a high-end nice jean, you return them, they've been worn, they're going to destroy them. So I take mine down to Goodwill. Hopefully someone, you know, can be like, oh my gosh, these fit me right. Just because they don't fit me right doesn't mean they're not good. It just means they're not good for me. However, there's a lot of things we look at in digging into shit, and it's not just how it looks on me. It's the whole thing. So I went and dove in. You got my emails. You got my texts.
The pictures.
The pictures.
Model. I mean, there's been a whole fashion show of jeans on your quest.
On my quest. In fact, on my Instagram at Talking During Movies, I actually wrote down what I liked about the jeans. And you saw it and you're like, we gotta do a show on this. And I humbly agree. So.
Humbly. That's the word.
Well, humble, right? That's a word that when you see me and my name together, if you do the scientific research of understanding numerology, it spells humble.
That's true.
The scientific fact. So I went online and I found, for ordering online, the three most talked about jeans online. And that being the Perfect Jean, Mott & Bow, and Jack Archer, which really aren't jeans. They're more like casual dress slacks for the active rollerblader on the go. I don't know.
There's just...
Jack Archer does the... We ain't gonna make your ass look good because jeans be saggy.
Let me get the actual quote. Makes your butt shine. That's what they're claiming.
If they had a cosmetic line that said we don't make your forehead shine, we bring that shine to your ass, I would get it. So they're interesting. It's a different fabric. So with Mott and with Jack Archer, I got their package. I got a t-shirt.
Hey.
phrasing. I got a t-shirt. I got the pants. And for the first time ever, underwear. I'm not an underwear guy. It's uncomfortable to me. It's okay. Listen, the pants are nice. They fit great. I like them. They're kind of stretchy, but they don't they don't hold that stretch, so they go right back into place. I don't know if they make butt look good.
So they're jeggings?
But baggy jeggings. Okay. Yeah. Well, you saw them.
Yeah.
First of all, it's always weird to see me dressed in anything but a black t-shirt and a pair of jeans or some 5-inch Hawaiian shorts.
Yeah. I mean, walking in and seeing you in your work costume was a little extra for me without a warning.
Without, you know, exactly. It's like, yeah, it was different. I mean, but I liked them. They were comfortable. I wore them all day. They were very comfortable. I enjoyed them.
They almost feel a little windbreakery.
Mm. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the t-shirt is made of the same fabric.
Oh, no.
So I really feel like my nipples are on show the whole time.
Well, nipples are in fashion right now, so.
On ladies, they've always been in fashion. On men, not so much.
Are these the
banana hammocks?
Yeah.
Hey, here's the other thing, which I don't understand in the underwear market. I don't know why there's this cup under there that brings all the parts up in center. Just let them hang. It's fine.
Oh, like the little egg pouch.
Yeah, they're like, hey, what I want to do is when I put these on, I want everything bunched up front so the ladies can see it.
It's called presentation.
Yeah, but guess what? Y'all know it's there.
I mean, presumably. We've met Ken.
Not a lot of Ken dolls out there, though. So we know it's there. I don't think we need all that. And then they've got the separate hammock just for the balls that keeps them away from the other thing. And it's just, why am I talking like we're in grade school or we're at church?
You can say the words.
I know.
Use your words, Jason.
Use my words. I don't understand the whole dick presentation of it. At that point, you should just go to Shiniest and just get the American Eagle cock grabber, which just has an eagle face right over the dick and balls.
Well, I think we just figured out who we're going to talk about next.
Right. I'm like, hey, Shiniest, I'm ordering something online again.
I'm enjoying their wording here. Work, leisure, clothing, that's all hustle, no hassle. Do you feel like that's pretty appropriate?
I mean, I felt like I could have rollerbladed in those jeans, like I said earlier, and been okay with it.
All right.
They were stretchy, but like I said, they always return to form.
Which is nice, because a lot of jeans, you wear them, and the longer you wear them, they're just baggy and they don't fit right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I found out in all this, when you buy nice jeans, you know you're not supposed to wash them?
Well, yeah, I know that.
I didn't know that. Why would you not wash clothes? And they're like, oh, just put them in the freezer. So they tell you to do.
Yeah.
When you want to clean your nice denim, you put it in the freezer.
Yeah.
No.
Denim is a work material. It's meant to keep going. And the more you wash it, the more it breaks down. And it's not doing its job.
So weird. Not freezing my jeans. Sorry, you guys. My bad. Not freezing my jeans. Not freezing my Jack Archers, I think, are meant because they're not jean material.
They're not jean. Yeah, I'm looking. They're saying there's no need to iron them or dry clean them.
First of all, no need to dry clean. I'm going to disagree on the ironing. When I got them and even wore them throughout the day,
get a little wrinkly?
No, they didn't get wrinkly, but the way they were packaged, they had some wrinkles in them. Because
talking about
heat.
Your package again.
I know. But because of it, they had an inherent wrinkle in them that I had to iron out. It came back a little bit. So I think it's because they need to be washed a couple of times. I always get new clothes. I like to wash them twice just because, but not bad.
I mean, I enjoy, I will say, out of the three pairs we're going to talk about, I like that we started with this one. They are my favorites. But the thing that I'm going to say about all three that we're going to talk about, if you don't have a very sporty build, I don't know how well they're going to work for like the average Joe.
I can see that. Yeah, I mean, I'm on the cusp just because of age if I should be wearing these pants. I mean, at some point, right, I've got to transform into New Balances with some white tube socks and some cargo shorts. I'm getting to that age.
Not going to be a good look for you. I can tell you right now. Yeah.
But that's the age I'm getting at, right? Where I'm almost 50, and this is where it sits. The guy and the model here, he's like 25. He's about 2% body fat. He doesn't wear socks, but his feet still don't stink.
Yeah.
He's a special human
being.
Very European.
Hold on. I'm going to cut you off right now. prevents ball crush.
Yeah, because they're stretchy.
Ball crush is hard to stay comfortable when you've got tight bulge waiting to burst open.
Well,
these are their words, not mine.
Those are their words. Evidently, they got a marketing person from Pornhub to do this.
Very appreciated.
Very appreciated. I like that they're trying to have some fun with it. I don't know about the tight bulge waiting to burst open. I don't know that, hey, any woman on a date sees a guy in Jack Archer, she can be like, put it away, champ. We're not fucking tonight.
I mean, or are they this confident in the pants that they're your go-to?
And I guess it could be that, right? You could be that confident in there. They fit well. Not too, I mean, obviously regular price, $166, little high in my humble opinion, but $99 when you first buy them. I like it. I think I spent $150 and I got a shirt, as I said, underoos and the pants. And I got the Jet Setter boxer briefs.
Of course you did. For the Jet Setter.
Because I travel.
Because you travel.
I travel a lot. Yeah. And I like them. So they're nice, right? They fit well. They're accurate to size. 34 is me.
Too deep. Front pockets.
Don't like the deep front pockets.
What are you putting in your pocket that you need to hang at your knee?
Here's the problem. It's because of the fabric.
Nothing's going to lay right.
Well, yeah, the fabric is stretchy. Remember, Fo, the fabric is stretchy. It's an interesting fabric, like you said, windbreaker-esque. But if you put a block of keys in there...
That's not sexy.
It's not sleek. You put a phone in there. I put my headphone case in there. All of it really protrudes out.
Well, back to the bulge.
Back to the bulge. So you got to put the phone in the back pocket. You got to carry your keys in your hand.
Oh, excuse me. In the two anti-theft zippered rear pockets?
Yep. Because they're longer.
How many?
Well, pickpockets.
Okay.
It is a hard thing to unzip. It took me a couple minutes in the bathroom to get it unzipped.
Reflective tape inside both leg openings for safe... okay.
Safe commuting. Okay. I don't know what that means.
I'm really interested in all of this.
I think they're looking for more fun language than accurately descriptive language.
I'm into it though.
But I'm into it. Yeah. I like it.
What bothers me is, you know, we always like to take a look at the social media. What are they doing? How many people? Where's their community?
Yep.
Well, I can tell you they're not engaging with a lot of their community.
Yeah,
if they're following one.
Who are they following, though?
Are they following themselves?
I would love it if they're following themselves. You are not logged in, are you?
I am not logged in. How am I not logged in?
Well, because it's your computer. It doesn't like you.
Apparently not.
We can go.
So they have 10,000 followers, which, I mean, hey, that's
they're a new company.
Yeah. We're pulling them up right now to see who this person is that they're following.
They are following Men's Journal.
Okay. Okay. Well, bold move.
I mean, I get it, right? I understand why you would follow Men's Journal, because they probably did a write-up on you. Maybe they were the first major publication to write them up. You know, KFC.
Oh, I love KFC's following plan.
Right, the 11 herbs and spices, right? So they follow the Spice Girls, and then, seven herbs?
Seven herbs.
And four spices.
Yep.
So it kind of gives you a hint as to what's going in that chicken.
Exactly. So here's the thing. I mean, we're going to talk about the other ones before we start giving out some grades.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty into this company out of the three.
They are fun. This is the fun young executive who will say a dick joke in the meeting.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I see them.
You know, that's my kind of company, though.
It's your kind of company.
Yeah.
On to company two. And now we're going to take a downgrade here, and we're going to go to the perfect gene.
Oh, God. I mean, now, I just the perfect don't even like gene, the name of it.
The name is an ego, right? It's like, by the way, we are the perfect gene.
If you're going to say that, you better be the damn perfect gene.
And then you get to see, so the videos, you check out their Instagram and what they've got videos. They got guys lifting weights and they're stretching and they're moving and they're grooving and they're doing stuff, right? It's like, hey.
Except for this guy who's not wearing any jeans at all.
Doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
He's wearing a cowboy hat and a smile.
That's right. He is, and maybe a cock ring.
Okay, they have got some interesting...
They're a little more aggressive, and they're leaning into, if you don't think we're perfect, fuck you.
Yeah, this is...
Not a lot of gene content. This is their Pride ad that got them a lot of attention and into some trouble. I don't understand. You keep logging in.
I know.
Don't worry about it. It just says, I want to mount that mountain.
I want to mount that mountain.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's, you know, it's these knuckleheads. Save that.
Yeah. I'm working on it. I'm an adult. I know how to.
I don't think you do.
What is happening?
I know.
What's interesting to me, they have some really great.
Not a lot of engagement, though.
No engagement. All right. So we're back to this.
Pretty sure I'm looking right at it. Have you seen the mountaintop?
Everybody needs to go to their Instagram to see what we're talking about.
The Perfect Gene. And that's their Instagram, The Perfect Gene. They don't do it, but then they've got the older guys, right? This is why I liked it. There's the older guy, right?
Yeah.
He's like, look, the Perfect Gene got me this young lady. That's not why I got him, but I was like, oh, older guys are wearing them. This might work for me. Not so much, you know? So I got them. They're expensive. They're around the same price point, $110, $120.
Yeah.
Right? Super soft, they say. Here's the issue that I have. They're bunchy around the waist, right below the waist, they get bunchy.
Were these the ones that kind of got long in the crotch?
Yeah, and they're super long in the crotch. So when guys sit down, it looks like the perpetual boner. And then also on the inside, and you're hearing some rustling because it's just... It's the jean.
Softer than a baby's bottom.
Not true at all. Mm-mm. It's not soft at all. In fact, it's pretty rough. And some of the stitching just isn't right. I had some loose threads hanging off of it. Look at the back here.
Yeah.
If you're going to spend over $100 on a pair of jeans, you don't want...
Excuse me. On the Perfect Gene.
On the Perfect Gene, you don't want loose threads everywhere.
No.
You just don't. I think they've got an interesting model.
You'd be able to pickpocket these pretty easily.
I'm telling you, there's no safety zipper.
But I will tell you, they're not fucking khakis.
No, they're not. They're not even fucking jeans. I don't know what they are. They're made of a denim quality.
This is more jegging.
This is more jegging.
They're just so stretchy, though.
And they do bounce back, but because they're so big, I wear a 34-34. I could easily do a 30-34.
Maybe that's part of their marketing, though. Make you feel good about...
Make you feel thinner?
Yeah.
Lying, like that Seinfeld, where he went from a 32 to a 33, and he kept scratching out the 33.
100%.
You think that's it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. So the strategy is completely different, right? You look at Jack Archer, what do they have? They're only showing their pants with very handsome European men.
Yes.
In squatting, moving, active positions. I'm the young executive on the go. I'm going to create a new world. Follow me. These guys, the Perfect Gene out of New York City is...
They're having some fun.
But see, look how big the crotch is even on that. I mean, it's down to his fucking knees.
Really enjoy this conversation.
But look, it shows that it doesn't fit. It's all goopy.
It's very baggy.
It is. It's very... And baggy, listen, if these were made in 1990, right?
Into it.
Dads could be baggy pants with their sons who had super baggy pants. But it's not. I don't know. It's not. I am going to take those to Goodwill. We're going to give those away.
I do enjoy that they stretch so that your nuts ain't crushed.
Yeah, your nuts have room to have a whole family hang out down there. You could invite a friend. I mean, there's no nut crushage whatsoever, but also they're just not comfortable. At some point, I'm either wearing sweatpants or I'm wearing jeans, but I'm not wearing both. And the Perfect Gene kind of fits both. I didn't see that one. Wow, that's aggressive.
Really, everybody needs to check out their...
High-rise, low-rise. No. Yoko Ono does not... She had an asectomy. It looked like they took her...
Where did it go?
I mean, obviously that's Photoshop, but still.
Yeah. Triggered, for sure. Okay. I mean, they've got a few more followers. They're following 43 people, but they're just not getting the engagement. And you would think that with the direction that they're going with their marketing and with their mission and their ideas, that they would... be fostering more of a sense of community.
I will say they crush SEO because when searching jeans to buy online, I'm like, hey, I mean, I just type in Google. I'm this old. I want some jeans. I want to be comfortable. And Google gave me these three companies.
Yeah.
So good job on the SEO. Good job on finding a market. I don't get your strategy on the socials because you're not really promoting your company. as much as you're just creating these outlandish posts and then hoping from that I'll buy them. I didn't look at their Instagram before I bought, right? Check out Homeboy right here. Yeah. He's jacked.
Yep.
You know, when your only approved use are for topless denim selfies. Okay, well.
All right.
Is that JFK? Is that RFK? I think that's RFK. Is he wearing the perfect jean? That's hilarious.
Okay.
It is. It is RFK. Look at him. I tell you what, he's jacked. Yeah, that's him. So RFK's rocking their jeans. I don't know if that makes you want to buy them more or less.
I don't know where that leans for you.
Does lean to the fact that Homeboy can go without a shirt at 92. He is yoked.
Damn.
I don't understand the jump roper. There's a gal who is going to have back problems in a couple of weeks.
If not already.
What do you think of their website? Real quick, just as you're looking. I mean, I don't.
It's fun, but it's not anything really.
You know what's interesting? They're as they've got their athletic, lean, you know, slim fit, skinny, whatever, what have you. They are showing much. They're showing more pictures of average Joes.
Yeah.
Whereas Jack Archer was European
model. The average European model.
Yeah, the average European model. I'm just standing here. Oh, is that my tricep sticking out 4 inches? I'm so sorry. That's where a horse kicked me.
Yeah.
And they've got on their cover a fucking dude with a pirate hat and a patch. Oh, and that's not a good stance.
What is he do?
It's a jort, but I don't know what he's... But I wouldn't wear these as shorts because I wouldn't want to wear them as...
No.
I got their shirt. I got a V-neck blue shirt. It fits weird and fits wrong in all the spots. It was tight in the chest, but then it kind of ballooned out. I was like, it made me look fat. And I already have a problem feeling that I always look fat. That's the body dysmorphia. I'm sitting down going, I'm not going to eat today because I feel fat. And you're like, you're going to be fine. Almost, you know. So it's interesting. So there's them. And then my favorite ones, the ones that I have the most of. And I'm going to go grab another pair because I do have one disappointing knock on them. But Mott and Bow. So Mott and Bow, actually just saw them on Instagram, Googled, checked them out.
They look the most jean-like to me.
I got their dark blue jeans I'm wearing right now, which I like. They're comfortable.
They're soft.
The black ones I have worn 10 or 20 times. I like the way they're wearing. I like the way they're breaking down. Yeah. Right? I've had these for 2 months now.
Also, the strings.
The strings, but they got this little leather patch here that I like. See that this is going to age well.
Yeah.
It's going to age well. It's going to be fun. They have a more honest fit, which I appreciate. They're a little bit smaller, I would say. So I'm a 35, 34 in these. I really like them. Talk about their Instagram book. I want to grab the other pair of them that I have.
Okay.
Because those are the ones that I have. See, but they're not showing models, right? They're just showing the pants on their website, right? They're the jeans on their website. That's all they're showing.
Yeah.
I got some light gray ones, which I really enjoy.
Are they these ones here?
Those are those ones, yep. And then I got some other ones, but blue jeans are hard. So I'm going to bring out two.
Is that the only thing that's hard?
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
I mean, talking about Instagram or social media and the way that they're interacting, you can tell that this company has been around for longer and they're putting a lot. They've got over 900 posts and they're getting close to 200,000 followers. And they still, what kills me is the engagement. And that's what Jason and I go back to often, is engaging with your followers to get there's no comments on things. They're not having any back and forth, because that's what really brings the whole thing to life, is the ability to have conversations with the people that are using your products. Because, you know, we're almost at 200,000.
Following 599.
Yeah.
You know?
But there, you can see they're just not.
I mean, you would almost think based on the comments and the likes, right, that they bought some followers.
Yes.
100%. I mean, you kind of have to think that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, no offense to them, but let's be honest. The ratio doesn't work. That's probably that's probably the closest thing to a Jack Archer.
Right. But there's no call to action. It really is just, here are some pictures. Here are the things that
we do. If you think your butt would look like this and this, buy it. So here's, now these jeans I had gotten 4 years ago. They don't make them anymore. It's called Vegas. The reason I went on the new Gene Hunt is because these starting a hole in all the wrong spots. Comfy, nice. I really enjoy them. Really enjoy them.
Well, and it's but a they're proper blue jeans. Pair of jeans.
It's a proper pair of blue jeans. So I bought some blue jeans also from Montbo. Now, yeah, I like their black pair. I like the gray pair I have. I like the dark blue pair I have. Their general blue pair, that blue's off, right?
That is not a good blue jean.
It's not. It's just, it fits the same.
It's like if you went to Kmart to buy a pair of off-brand Wranglers.
Thank you. The blue's off, right?
The blue is off.
It's off. It's not, and you don't see that in their pictures.
That will never wear proper.
No.
Nope.
Nope. I mean,
gosh darn.
But everything else is great. The black ones are great. The gray ones are fantastic.
This is your favorite game to play with me.
Yeah.
Here's, we're going to go to this one, and I'm like, hey, I'm liking what they got going on. They're doing it. And then you're just going to bring out those blue jeans.
Just the ugliest blue. Hey, Kmart, I found out where you sold your denim to.
Right. It's 1989, and I'm back at the Blue Light Special buying some knockoff Lees.
Yeah.
That's the wrong blue.
It's the wrong blue. But if you look through their pictures, that blue doesn't show up like that anywhere.
That is not here.
It's not here. Folks, you might like that ridiculous. I don't even know how you describe that blue except for a knockoff denim.
These look like maternity pants, not going to lie.
They're a little high-waisted.
But high-waisted in the wrong ways. Yeah. They're like high-waisted and then big where the waist should be the smallest.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a, I don't think they've got the ladies line down, right? No. I just don't believe they do. I don't wear ladies' jeans. I'm not doing this. I'm not lifting or doing anything in those, right? I'm just not. They're not stretchy. I will say this, folks. These are...
They're a proper pair of jeans?
They're a proper pair of denim. Dark, dark blue. The I don't even know what you'd call these. They've got the yellow stitching. They're super dark blue, though.
Yeah.
I like those. As I said, the black ones are great. And the gray ones, the slate gray ones are fantastic. Their washed blue is hot garbage.
Avoid it.
Avoid it. As if
that's
you don't want
blue right
that's
here.
A proper blue.
Now, if those were that,
but I
all day
but
long.
That's ladies. That's not men's.
I would imagine they're using the same fabric. I doubt they're going to some magic fabric company. Okay, well this guy knows what he's doing.
Hey, at least that's got the most likes I've seen so far.
Well, I mean, half naked.
Yeah.
You know, sex sells.
Cuffed ankles.
Cuffed ankles. Excuse me.
Oh, these are the sweatpants. They do offer sweatpants as well.
Now imagine if those were gray sweatpants. He knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing.
Deep pockets. Why do I need deep pockets on my sweatpants?
You don't need deep pockets anywhere. And here's these have deep pockets.
How far is their phone? Oh, no. Nope.
But see now. No.
Okay. Here's the thing. It's time for our favorite part. Let's start giving them some grades.
All right, where do you want to start with?
Well, I think we start back at the front.
All right, Jack Archer.
All right. Talk to me about originality. What are we grading them on originality?
Messaging, fabric, and the way that they are positioning, A, because they're so original. You're not going to find a dress pant anywhere that is as aggressive and as edgy as they are in their messaging, while at the same time being as demure and just here's our awesome human. You could look like this on their Instagram. They do a really good job of when you get to their site of intriguing you with their cute little quirky messages of make your ass shine and your balls are going to have fun together finally and all this stuff. They're going to do that, right? Which I love because it's the proper amount of edginess for the clientele that they're targeting.
Yeah, I'm 100% A across the board on the originality and where they're going with it. I enjoy their message. I enjoy what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Where it leans to me and what we're going to grade next is the community.
I mean,
they have an opportunity to be knocking it out of the park.
Yeah.
Because it is still a smaller company.
But here's the question. You're a jean company or you're a pants company. How do you build community. Like musicians build community because the core is music, right? Food companies build because you're meeting at the table, right? Your beverage companies have community because they instigate conversation. They are not the conversation, but they are the instigators of conversation. Where is a jean or a clothing company to do that? I mean, the last company that tried it and then went out of business, where they tried to build community across the board, was Benetton.
I think that utilizing the social media, having them be submitting more about what they're doing in the jeans, I think rather than going, and we've talked about this with other companies, rather than going the perfect model route of it, have more of the average Joes and build it to where I can see myself in those jeans.
I like that. I like that. I think that I would also, you've got to figure out a way. I remember when Uber decided to help out local animal shelters, right? And you could rent a puppy for the day. And the Uber driver would deliver the puppies to the office. And everyone was like, oh my gosh, what a unique play.
Right.
I would like to see them take over a professional office.
Yes.
Grab all the men in the office.
Like, well, it's the work leisure. Yeah.
Exactly. So as you go to Indeed or it's some cool, young, fun company and you grab all the guys. I don't know if they do women's pants or not. I don't know. So if they do, Jack Archer, I apologize. Then grab the ladies too. But I think you only do men's.
Yeah, I think, and which is fine.
Which is fine. But grab all the guys and then give them a week of being in your pants and filming them, right?
Yeah, 100%.
That would be cool. I think that would be fun.
That's how you do it.
I think that would be interesting.
Because right now they're...
Right now you're relying
on the scale of community.
Yeah, right now you're relying on this asshole to tell people if I like him or not. There's parts I really like and there's parts I don't. The parts I don't, the boxer briefs and the shirt, I don't mind the pants, but they do need an iron. That's bullshit. When anyone says this doesn't need ironing, just know it does. There's never been a case where there's been a shirt or a pair of pants that say wrinkle-free that still doesn't need a hot iron to hit them. Especially if you're dress.
Right.
Dress
I
slacks.
Mean, luckily we live in a very humid climate. So, you know, a lot of those wrinkles will fall out, which is nice.
Which is nice.
So, I mean, overall.
I will say one thing because we got sustainability in there, right? This whole, the packaging, all of it was plastic.
Oh, jeez.
So it was a plastic bag, a big black plastic bag. And then I tore that open. And then the pants were in one that had almost like a Ziploc feature. Took them out. The boxer briefs were in another Ziploc feature. Shirt was in another. Unlike Kanan and some of the other people, which are high-end companies that are trying to build a community, I didn't get that.
There was no connection. You didn't feel like, this is so special. This was curated for me.
Mm-hmm.
There was thought put into this.
Yeah, it was like...
It's like, nope, I just grabbed some stuff off the shelf and threw in a bag.
You ordered ABC... It's in the bag, bitch. Enjoy. I got a little card in here that tells you how to take care of it. I've washed clothes before. I think I can fucking figure it out.
I mean, these are pretty special pants.
My balls are happy. All right. The perfect jean. Now, here's... I'm going to throw you a curveball here because this is one thing that I did not imagine would happen. As we talk about social, remember, I started this out as I went online and I shared with people, hey, I bought these three and this is what I like and don't like, right? I tagged each one of these companies in my post. As soon as I hit publish, a minute later, I got an email from The Perfect Jean with a 20% coupon. Thanks for mentioning us. Not knowing that I just shit on their beak. It's a new phrase. Go ahead. It's trademarked. Put it on a shirt. It's going to be fantastic. Shit on your beak.
That's impressive.
It's super. It
was a bot, obviously, because they didn't read it.
But the intelligence of rewarding someone for mentioning you.
No, I appreciate that.
I think that's interesting.
You're a holding out son of a bitch. Wait until the end to drop that on me.
Because I hate them so much. They're just not for my body type. And by the way, they're like, oh, slim, slim thick. If you're athletic, buy these. They're not cut well. They're not.
Nope.
All right, so let's get into it.
Originality. They tried too hard to go, I'm over here, you know, we've had conversations to way late in the night about basic. Do basic luxury proper, and then you don't need to come up with all the gimmicks.
Yeah, I don't need to see a triple F girl with no bra and a tube top jump roping to buy jeans.
No.
I don't. RFK, shirtless. Hey, first of all, aspirations. Good for you, sir. 100% you're on some sort of steroids, which, once again, not mad at. You want to keep that TRT up, son? Keep it pumping. You do it. At least he was in the fucking jeans.
True.
We're assuming they were the perfect
jeans. We are assuming that they didn't just grab a photo of him in some jeans.
But you look, Hank Williams Jr., he's not wearing the perfect jeans. I don't know, on their social, I don't know where their product is versus where it's just, I wanted to post something today to piss people off or get people interested.
They're throwing us off the scent with their social media. I'm not getting a whole lot. I mean, are they original? Not really. They just tried to throw some ideas out. And it's fallen flat. I didn't appreciate the jeans on you.
Yeah. I mean, I would say, in all honesty, when looking at the social environment, they are not original in any way. In fact, they're following the model of, if we can be controversial or do something wild, people will pay attention and then they'll come check out our jeans. And that model is shown not to be sustainable and not to work.
Correct.
So I'm going to give them an F.
Yeah, F for me as well on originality. You're trying a lot of different things and it's too much.
Yeah, I mean, you're just...
Pick a lane.
You're yelling fire in the movie theater and you're like, by the way, we saw matches. And it's stupid. It doesn't work.
Let's talk about their community.
They don't have any. Because you're shock and awe. You can't build community with shock and awe.
I'm going to agree. There's no longevity. It's a flash in the pan.
It is. They are better at creating memes than they are at creating jeans. Did I just rhyme once again in time?
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
So if you're listening,
I'm on fire.
If you're listening to this and you're like, holy shit, I will die for these jeans, please feel to reach out, let us know why, because otherwise I think people are buying it for the shock awe aspect, being disappointed and moving on with their life.
Yeah. And, and by the way, when you get the jeans, you don't, there's not a shock awe aspect to it. Once again, delivered to me in a plastic bag. It was shittier plastic than Jack Archer. And there was no note in there. There was nothing else. Technology-wise, they are the most superior. That's the weird part. On the tech side, they are superior. As I said, understanding social media, finding a mention, aligning that to me as a customer because my email address worked with that, and then sending me a coupon. It's creepy as fuck because they're stalking me. It's also awesome that they want to try to... I will give them this. I'm going to give them an A for trying to engage and create community. I'm going to give them an F for the results.
On the follow-through.
Right? Because also, I understand you're a big company. You can't have everyone responding back to comments that are made on social media posts. But also, then you have to create some sort of a bridge that understands I'm being shit on and I'm still want to give you a coupon. Try it again. Would have been smarter is if the AI would have read it and gone, it's a complaint. Then I get a direct message from someone that says, hey, send those back to me. Tell me what you didn't like.
Let's make it right.
And I'm going to send you a different pair. And then you can talk about those so you can educate. Because it's one, they're not educating anything.
No.
So then your users have to. And right now your users are educating everyone saying they don't fit right. They're bulky and big, too big in the crotch. They are poorly sewn together. And they're more like jeggings than jeans. And they are not soft in any way, shape, or form.
No. Nope. All right. So, I mean, let's hit up Mott and Beau.
My favorites. As far as a fit goes, they are my favorite. As far as the fit goes, they're my favorite. And like I said, the black, the gray, and the dark blue.
Yeah, awesome. That other blue can
The other
fuck
blue
right
can
off.
Can pound sand. Now, Mott Beau, I initially bought one pair, black ones, really liked them. And I did a review on their website, and then they gave me a coupon, and I bought a couple others. I like them. I like them a lot. They fit me well, as I said. It's an athletic cut. They are a athletic cut jean, but they're not wide legged, if that makes sense.
It looks like a proper straight leg jean.
Yeah, that's straight leg. There you go.
I don't know why they have so many options of what a straight leg jean should be.
Too many options. I will say, I would, after seeing that blue, I would never buy their tan pants. I can't imagine what that. I mean, that. I'm sorry. I'm stuttering because I'm just. I'm tripping over this because I can't. After seeing that blue, I'm not buying any other colors because I can't trust them.
Right.
And I'm not, and they could have a great refund policy. I'm not digging into that. I'm just, as a customer, and also you have to understand, as a customer, do you want to then reach out, get the email, get the code, package it back up, take it to the UPS store, mail it? That's a lot of, I don't want to.
I'm not going to get involved in that.
I'm not going to involve that. I'm driving to my kid's Taekwondo. There's a little
donation
thing there. It says, we need clothes for them. I'm like, here you go.
Here's a nice pair of jeans. Air quotes. You can also get white jeans.
Never will I get white jeans. I was told, Kevin and Bean, a radio show in Southern California on K-Rock, 106.7, I believe. Been around forever. 25 years ago when I was living in LA, I was listening to them and they said, if you ever see a girl in white jeans, it means she likes anal. And I've just thought about that.
That's a really specific thing.
I know, but now I translate that to men in white jeans as well. And so I just avoid them.
All right, perfect. So let's give them, what are we looking for our originality?
I mean, they're jeans. They're just doing a better job than other jean companies out there. So there's nothing original about them at all. There really isn't.
But what I enjoy is, are they doing original well?
They are doing original better than paper denim. Their cut and their quality is better than a majority of the jeans on the market that are $100 more than theirs.
So they're doing what I asked for. If you're mm-hmm. going to do a basic jean,
yep.
do it well.
They are a 10.
Except for the color of the blue.
Yeah. Generally speaking, they're a 10 in the basic bitch category.
Perfect. But they've done it well.
They've done it well.
All right.
Hey. And by the way, these fit great.
Okay.
That's the shitty part, is that color's fucked up and they fit fantastic.
Maybe wash them like 10 times and see what happens.
That. Yeah. All water right. bill's going to, I'm not going to be able to afford another pair of fucking jeans.
You'll be fine.
I'll be fine.
You'll
I'm sure.
be fine. You'll live. All right. Let's talk about their community, which I really don't feel.
They don't have one because they are the basic bitch, right? They're high quality, but everything about them, minus 8-pack trying on their sweatpants.
Right.
They're just like, we have pants.
Because you can't tell me that it's impossible to build community with jeans when Levi's and Wranglers exist.
True.
Because they have built a community of people that will...
But look what they've tapped into. Levi's tapped into workers.
Right.
Wrangler tapped into cowboys.
Right. So what you're saying, tap into the office.
Tap into the office. Now, I would do, once again, Mott Bow, here's your thing. Casual Fridays. Take on a company for casual, because they do men's and women's.
Yeah.
So G out an office for Casual Friday. Then they go to happy hour.
Yeah. How does it blend
right?
with your life?
Yeah. Just show me leaving the office, loosening the tie or whatever, or one button down, and it's got the idea. The concept is there.
Well, when you only button one button, how do you, I guess,
yeah.
just going to be topless.
Just going to be topless. But there's an opportunity
for it. There's an opportunity. And with their following, they're going to, so it's tough because they have a huge following. If they grow it right, it could be great. For me, the Jack Archer, because they have the smaller following,
mm-hmm.
I feel like they could build loyal people quicker. And I mean, I'm going to say, look and feel wise, I know we're not going to overall. Maybe I am just jumping straight in.
That's fine.
Overall, my favorite out of the three.
They, I will say with the little leather patch and everything, I like the design and style of Mott Bow. Jack Archer as a complete company.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
I wish their shirts were different. I wish they were cotton and not that weird fabric. I don't care for their underwear at all, but I'm not an underwear guy, so it's inconsequential. I shouldn't be the one judging it if I don't. Actually, you know what? I should be, because you had a chance to win me over to underwear.
And you didn't.
And you didn't. In fact, you affirmed why I hate it.
All right. So here's the thing. This is going to be my recommendation for all three. I think that Jack Archer is going to be the easiest to adopt this.
Mm-hmm.
Send me the items in a way that makes me feel connected to your company. Let me see that my order has been curated for me. Maybe it's wrapping it in some special tissue paper. Get rid of the plastic bags you're sending things in. Wrap that up. Get me some twine. The note, yeah. They had that great
welcome
note.
To the Archer community. I just want to say you are now on the cutting edge of fashion meets comfort. Take over the world.
Yeah, and tell me what to do with my product as far as where am I wearing it? What am I doing? Who do I tag? Am I taking pictures and showing you everyday life of me wearing these pants? Mm-hmm. Let me engage.
Yeah. And I would say to all three, and we talk about this a lot, but it's so true. This is not about customer loyalty. This is about loyalty to customers. And correct. As soon as you show them loyalty, they stick around. None of these show loyalty. One shows impressive stocking skills. One shows an impressive complete layout. And one shows an impressive cut.
Correct.
It is what it is.
So we're going to go 1, 2, 3 down. My number one.
Jack Archer.
Jack Archer. Number two, going to be Mott & Bell. And definitely bringing up the rear.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
Or maybe pun
is
intended.
Is the unperfect gene.
I'm going to flip it a little bit. I'm going to go number one, Mott & Bow. Number two, Jack Archer. And then, I mean, I won't have a perfect gene because I'm getting rid of them. So they'll be gone. But, and it's, listen, some of you may really love them. Great. Email us, diggingintoshit@gmail.com, and let us know why. But as a whole, when you're looking at it as a company, as marketing, as everything else, it is, you know, it's like they did a, Perfect Gene did a ripoff and a shittier version of what Liquid Death has perfected.
I would agree with that.
And they're like, look what Liquid Death is doing. We should do it, but not as good, and don't align it with our product, and still try to figure out how to be outrageous. Well, that's called being an asshole.
And if that is the market you're in, be an asshole.
Yeah. But then you're competing with Shiny as to I'm going to order some stuff and get it from them, and they're going to kick your ass.
Correct.
Because they are awesome at being assholes, and you're not. In fact, I was on their email list for Shiniest, and I saw them, and I was like, oh, I just like to sign up for these things, and I was deleting them, and I deleted like 6 in a row without opening them. I got an email. Hey, we're going to remove you from our email list because we noticed you're not opening our emails anymore. Thanks.
Bold move.
Balls.
Balls. And?
Yeah, I don't get
it. Started opening some shit?
No, I didn't get emails anymore. I was removed.
Perfect.
That's a proper way to be an asshole.
Yeah.
Proper.
All right. Well, thanks for letting us pick apart your jeans.
Yeah,
get all up in there.
Get all up in there. That's how you tell the difference between a boy and a girl. Check out the jeans.
We're going to leave you on that horrible joke. If you have a suggestion of a business that you would like us to dig into, again, Jason mentioned our email address is diggingintoshit@gmail.com. Send us your recommendations. If you've listened to our prior podcast and have any opinions about our opinions, well, go ahead and keep those to yourself. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead and let us know. If there's something you disagree with or you think we're on track, let us know.
Let us know. And with that, party people, we'll see you on the bend.